Okay, today is Daf Pei. We are on Ayin Tesamid Beis. Three words from the bottom. Tanya Rebbe Omer. Today we'll learn Le'ilu Nishmas Zalman Pinchas Ben Simcha, my father-in-law. Today's his yard site, and Hashem should have an Aliyah. Tanya, Rebbe Omer. Rebbe said, Kol Shiurin Kulan Bekezayis, all Shiurim of really eating things is a Kezayis, matzah, eating non-kosher. It's all a kizai, same thing both ways. Chutz except for mitumas ochlin, except if you eat something that is tummy. Sheshina hakasav v'mashma'an, because the pasuk has a different lashon when it comes to eating things that are tummy. Vishinui chachamim b'shiuron. So the chachamim changed the shir. What do you mean the chachamim changed the shir? The shir just said halacha. All shiurim are halacha l'moshe misinai. What does it mean the chachamim changed the shir? It means that the chachamim derived that the shir is different. They didn't change anything, right? Well, the question that there's a principle that all shiurim are halacha l'moshe misinai. Where did kizayis come from? Halacha l'moshe misinai. Where do that the 13 years old makes you bar mitzvah? Halacha. All things shiurim are halacha l'moshe misinai. So what do you mean the chachamim made up the change the shir? Because based on the pasuk, based on the different language. That's what it means. Sheshina hakasav v'mashma'on. The pasuk changed its language, so therefore the chachamim changed the shir. V'raya l'davar Yom Kippur, and the raya is Yom Kippur. Why? Because Yom Kippur also the Torah changed its lashon, and the shir is different for Yom Kippur. Right? Shir is different. It's not a kezayis. To eat on Yom Kippur is not a kezayis. It's bigger. It's a kosevas. Says Rashi on the second line. L'masha amarti. Like I said. Lefi sheshina hakasav v'mashma'on. Since the Torah changed the lashon, shina hachamim b'shiurin. The chachamim changed the shir. Yesh raya miyom ha-kippurim. So the raya from Yom Kippur. Sha'af bo shina chacham b'shiurin. The chacham changed the shir. Mipnei sheshina b'hakasav v'mashmo. Because the Torah had a different lashon. Back to the Gemara. My shina hakasav v'mashmo. Where did the Torah change its lashon by Yom Kippur? Very simple. Melosa une. Afflict yourself. It doesn't say lo sochel, don't eat. It doesn't say that. It says lo seune. By treif, it says don't eat treif. By pigel, it says don't eat pigel. But here it doesn't say don't eat. It says afflict yourself. Right? Umay shine chacham b'shiureha. And what does it mean that the chacham changed their shir? The koseves. It's a different shir. It's a koseves. Right? The Yitzchak says that it means the Chachamim, the Koseves is the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, as we all sure. What did the Chachamim come along and say? That it's with the pin inside. I don't know if I would have known that or, some answer. You have to give some answer like that.
We need to know the Inuyim. We have to learn all five. So if it would only said Lo Sochel, you wouldn't have known that all the other things.
Well, but what does Inuy even mean? So we said, so first of all, many hold it's only the Rabbanim, those Inuys. Except for eating. Right? We're going to get to that. First of all, we had Makoros. How do you know that not wearing shoes is Inui? Okay, different psukim, Davar HaMelech, all these things.
That's how we know it's an Inui, but if you only said, exactly. If you would have only said,
right? But then no, but it said Inui five times. Right. So, right, remember? So, my Raya L'Davar L'Yom HaKippurim, what do you mean it's a Raya from Yom Kippur? Now, we didn't even say where the Tumah changed its Lashon. We're going to get to that in a minute. What do you mean? The shear for eating tumah is different because it changed its lashon. The raya is Yom Kippur. What do you mean the raya is Yom Kippur? Because my raya l'davar Yom Kippurim. Because the imei hasam, if you were to leave the psukim of tumah alone and not have another place where the Torah did that, like Yom Kippur, havamina, I would have thought urche da urche dekrahu. It's the way of the pasuk to write like that. Okay, what changed in the pasuk? So for this, it's very long Rashi here, Ime Hasam, and Rashi explains, Midashina Hakasav B'Tumah. If the Torah would have changed its Lashon, it did change its Lashon by Tumah, but it wouldn't have also changed its Lashon by Yom Kippur, Hava Amina, I would have thought, Ein Shom Shina Hakasav, the Torah is not changing its Lashon by Tumah. No. The Orchehu Adol Mechtav, because it's normal to say, Mikal HaOchel Asher Yeyochel. That's what the words are. Those are the four magic words. Mikol ha'ochel, asher ye'ochel. Now, do I need to say, from all food, asher ye'ochel, that you will eat? Isn't it extra? Aren't those words funny? From all the food that you could eat. You can go to the Kiddush, and you can eat all the food that you can eat at the Kiddush. What kind of thing is that to say? So extra words. Says Rashi, if not for the fact, the Gemara is saying it, that there's another place in Yom Kippur where there's a similar type of situation where the words don't really are different, I would have thought that's not different. That's not a Torah talk. So he said all the food you can eat. Okay, so it's a little bit extra, but not the end of the world. Kiheichi dekasev gabi mashka. It says about mashka, asher yishaseh, that you will drink. All the drink that you're going to drink. It's extra words. Kamash malon, Yom Kippurim dehasam, vadashina hakasev bimashmo. By Yom Kippur, for sure the Torah said something different. For sure it's different, right? Vishina chacham and vishurin. And the chacham make a different shirk based on that. What the shiur had to change, didn't say lo ochel. It says tuna, you know, afflict yourself. So the Torah comes up with a different shiur. Emor meyata es sheshuni bituma nami mishum de tuma the time of the shina kasefu, dasha ye ochel. Same thing. The reason why the Torah goes out of its way and says asher ye ochel, shinui mashma ochashiv lehu. It's changing the shiur, it's a change, and it's changing the shiur. Right? The Tosfos Yom Kippurim says, what kind of connection is there between Yom Kippur and eating Tumah? But what does this mean? If not for the fact that it changed the Lashon by Yom Kippur, I would have thought that the words of Tumah are not extra. Okay, Asher Ye'ochel, it said it. Doesn't have to say it, it said it. But now that they have Yom Kippur's extra, some of the words by Tumah are extra too. What's the connection? He doesn't answer the question. He says, "Pitzarach v'yesh liyashiv." Someone has to think of an answer. Someone has to come up with an answer. What the connection is? What's the connection? It doesn't do with each other. Okay. Anyway. So, the truth is, tumas ochlin bebeitza minolan. The shear from eating tuma is the size of an egg, not the size of a kezias. How do you know that? Says the Gemara, Amar Bevo, Amar Belazar, Amar Kra. It says, Mikola Ochel, Shaye Ochel. From all the food that you will eat. What does that mean? It's extra words. So it means, Ochel Haba Machmas Ochel. It's food that comes out of a food. Ve'ezezeh, what is that? Beitz is Tarnagolas. It's an egg. Food coming out of food. The chicken's also an egg. The chicken's also edible. Right? It's also food. So it's food coming out of food. That's how we know it's an egg. That's different. But Yom Kippur would do the same thing. The Torah goes out of its way to say, don't afflict yourself. And we learn a different shir. Says the Gemara Ve'ema Gedi. Maybe it's a Gedi. Because a Gedi also comes from food. A baby Gedi comes from a mother Gedi. Everything's like that. Says the Gemara, no. Mechusar Shechita. No, that's missing Shechita. You can't eat a Gedi.
You can't eat a chicken.
What?
You can't eat a chicken
without
shechita.
Yeah, right? So look what Rashi says. Someone can explain this Rashi to me. Because of shmita. Kishiyotze mitocha ochel, shenotzer bo, when it comes out of the food that created it, lav ochel mikri. It's not called food, le'inyan tuma, regarding tuma, lohu, not the baby, velo imo, not the mother, because it's lacking shechita. Why did Rashi throw in the mother? What did Rashi say that for? Two little words. Not the mother either. Why did Rashi say that? By the egg comes out, it's food. Right away you can eat it. The mother, for sure you can't eat. But the egg you can eat. It's food coming out of food. It's edible, right? That's what the Gemara is saying. What about a gedi? No, the gedi comes out. It's not edible. You have to shecht it first. Without shechting it, you can't eat it. You also can't eat the mother too, says Rashi. Why did Rashi say that? What's he adding? We could have a whole, pilpul on what Rashi's doing, throwing in those two words. I don't know the answer, I just raised the question. Says the Gemara, the aim of Ben Pekua, well maybe it's a Ben Pekua. And Ben Pekua doesn't require shechita. Ben Pekua means that when you shechted the mother, the baby came out alive and kicking, and you're allowed to eat that without just walk over and take a bite out of it. I don't know if you really can't take a bite out of it. Ta'un Kriya. It requires a certain kind of Kriya, certain kind of, you have to remove the Dam or something. So it's not really edible right this second. An egg's edible right this second. And therefore it's an egg. Why is it the egg of a chicken? There are other eggs out there in the world. Maybe it's the egg of a bas yuchni, which is a very large bird and large eggs. Says the Gemara, no, tafasta mur below tafasta, tafasta mur tafasta. You don't pick the biggest egg out there. You grab too much, you grab nothing. So then, ve'ema be'yasa ditziporta, the chuzut tuva. Maybe to pick the smallest egg. Whatever animal that is, whatever bird that is, a kosher bird. Pick the smallest egg. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Avo, didei Amar, he said, mikol ha'ochel asher ye'ochel. Which means, ochel sh'ata ochel basachas. It's one food that you can eat at one time. You can fit an egg in your throat at one time. And that's simply call ochel shei ochel at one time. What's that? It's only an egg of a chicken. The Mishnah Korona says, even if not for this vart, I would have known it's a chicken because the mistama, it's the most common egg. And that's what we eat. We eat eggs of chickens. How'd that happen? I don't know. Go ask the ancients. Why did you pick the eggs of chickens to eat? I don't know where that came from, but that's what it is. Lamaisa, that's what we do. Nobody eats eggs from other birds, that I know of. Maybe some delicacies or something. It's not common, right? It's been that way for thousands of years. Why? I don't know why, but that's how it is. So that's it must be the chicken because it's the most common. Okay. Amar Rabbi Elazar, ha'ochel chela bizman hazeh, listen to this Gemara, ha'ochel chela bizman hazeh, if somebody eats chela bizman hazeh, tzarech sheyichtov lo shir. You should write down in your book of your averos that you do. When you write down in your book of your averos, write down, I ate 10 ounces of chalev. Write down the amount. Write down the amount. Why? Why do you have to write down the amount? So, first of all, says Hashari Tshuva, why do you have to write down anything? You have to, because you're going to have to bring a carbon chattis, right? So write it down, so you remember, when Mashiach comes, you write it down, take out your book of all your averos. Hopefully it's pretty thin, and you write, oh, I got to do this and this and this. I got to bring these karbanos. Says Ashari Tshuva, we only have a rule that if you learn about kachim, it's as if you brought it. So if someone does an avera, b'shogeg, let them learn about the karban chatas. It's ki'ilu, they brought a karban chatas. So why do you have to actually write down anything? And the answer is, even though it's ki'ilu, it's not really a karban chatas. It's just ki'ilu, right? It's as if you get some... give some nachas to Hashem, you learn about karban chatas, it doesn't count. So write it down in your book. It doesn't say, write down that you ate a kezias of chalev. It says, write down how many ounces you ate. Write down the amount that you ate. Why? Because, shema yavo bezin acher, maybe another bezin's going to come, viyarbe bishiurin, and they're going to make the shear bigger. Right? Ask the Chassam Sofer, 1 minute. Didn't we just say that Shir Alach Moshe Mitzinai? How are they going to make the shear bigger? If they make the shear bigger, I ate 10 ounces. And 10 ounces, by the way, today is a kezias. So I wrote that I ate 10 ounces. Comes along, Mashiach comes, they change it. Nah, 15 ounces. You don't 15 ounces, you didn't eat 15 ounces? Go home. That might happen. So they write it down so you should know what it's going to be in the future. What do you mean? What do you mean they're going to change the shear? How are they going to change the shear? I don't want to change shears.
The size of a beta or the size of an
olive. What?
There are differences of opinion how big a shear is.
That's the one answer is, how do you figure out the shear? The Grizz says your answer, that what exactly is a kezias, how big is a kezias? I'm not sure, they'll make a different kind of olive, they'll find something. So, in other words, even though the shears are halacha Moshe Mitzinai, but the Chacham have the power to manipulate it a little bit, and that, you know. Now, my yarbe b'shiurin, what does that mean they're going to make the shear bigger? E name of the mechaybe carbon akazayis cotton, right? E name of the mechaybe a carbon akazayis cotton, right? What does that mean? That they're going to make mechayev on a kazayis cotton, on a small kazayis, right? In other words, right now, I ate 10 ounces. 10 ounces is not a kezias, let's say. But write it down anyway. Because you know why? When Mashiach comes, maybe they'll make the shear. The shear now is 12 ounces. So if you ate 10 ounces, you ate less than the shear. Write it down anyway. Because maybe when Mashiach comes, they're going to change the shear. They're going to make it 10 ounces.
Oh, they change the shear.
What? That's what we just said.
I said, but it's something that makes sense.
Correct.
Yeah, but the same way they make it smaller, they can make it bigger.
Exactly.
Make it bigger.
No,
bigger.
Oh, so one second. We just said, we said, Shema Yarba Bishurin. Maybe you're going to make the shear bigger. And what's the answer? No, we made the shear smaller. Making the shear bigger doesn't make any sense. Because if you made the shear bigger, then I didn't do anything wrong.
Exactly.
Right, so I'm writing it down.
You're writing it down so that you can tell them, oh, by the way, I wasn't writing.
So the Gemara right away says, no, they made the shear smaller. If you ate less than a kezayis b'zman hazeh, yichto b'shir zeh achalti, write down how many ounces you ate. Shema yibana beis hamikdash b'yamav. Maybe the basins will be built in your days. V'yischadish bezdin, and there's going to be a new bezdin, new Sanhedrin. V'yischadish halacha, they're going to make a new halacha. V'yamav, they're going to say, shechayev karban ha-kezayis cotton. They're going to change it to 10 ounces. V'lakaman parach, im kain, yimai b'shir b'yalei. The Gemara should have said, they make the shears less, not bigger, smaller. And the Gemara says, 1 second, if I ate something bisman hazeh, it's like, what is this called? The ex post facto laws? You can't. If I ate bisman hazeh something that's smaller, right? And someone says, you know, you ate less than the shear, you have to do tshuva. I'm not supposed to do tshuva. I didn't do anything wrong. And the Torah, I didn't do anything wrong. I mean, there are money, not supposed to. I didn't do anything wrong. So the halacha is, you only have to bring a chatos. What does chatos mean? I did it by mistake. If you did it on purpose, would you do tshuva? You did it by mistake. I thought it was kosher. And I ate it by mistake. And it was only 10 ounces. It wasn't even a kezayis. But maybe when the Mashiach comes, they're going to make it a kezayis. So write it down. What do you mean? I wouldn't have done tshuva. Because at the time I ate it, I wouldn't do anything wrong.
Which right? Shurim, is it pshat you're not chayiv or you're not over?
You're not chayiv on an onish.
Okay, but you were still over.
So that's what the Gemara says. It says, don't do it b'shogeg. If you did it right, v'ashem, and you made a mistake. Hashav mi diyaso, maybe cover an ashugagaso. If you would have done tshuva on that, I wouldn't have done that. Had I known, right? Lo shav mi diyaso, ain't even covered an ashugagaso. So I wouldn't have done tshuva, you don't have to be in a carbon. So at the time I did this problem, you know what? I feel so terrible. I didn't know that I was treif. Luckily, I only ate one mouthful. I only took a tiny, less than a shear. Luckily, I did that. Woo! I'm lucky. Right? I wouldn't have done tshuva. I didn't do anything wrong. If I ate a whole steak, oh my goodness, that's a terrible mistake. I've got to bring a chatas for that. So what do you mean they're going to make the shear smaller? To make the shear smaller, that when I ate, I didn't do anything wrong. So I wouldn't have done tshuva on that. Right? And by the way, the Rosh says what you're asking. Ah, you're not allowed to eat pachas mikashir either. You're not allowed to eat pachas mikashir. And the answer is, this refraining from this doing tshuva doesn't apply on pachas mikashirs, right? Because why? Because you're not chayev a chatas on a chatzi shir. There's no chatas on what you ate. So how can they change it and make me chayev a chatas? Impossible. Ella, the answer is, delo mi chayev karban ad ikka kezayis gadol. Right? Elo, therefore what? What does it mean? The law mechayvi carbon ad ikka kizayis gadol. So he said, write it down, so you can know in the future when they make the shear bigger, you'll know. So ulamay the salka died to the mekar. What we said first, the mechayvi carbon ad kizayis cotton, my yarbe b'shiurin. What does it mean, yarbe b'shiurin? Just opposite, it means less shiurin. No, shema yarbe b'karbonos machmas shiurin. No, it means there'll be more karbonos in the world. Because we're mar by the shear. That's what it means. Okay? Amr B'Yochanan, Shi'urin v'onchin halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Shi'urin and onchin are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Onchin are halacha l'moshe m'sinai? You've opened up a Torah? How many times does it say in there, most humas, this and it? What do you mean onchin are halacha l'moshe m'sinai? First in the Torah. Right? Onchin mechtag sifit, in the Torah. Elachi kamer, here's what he meant. Shi'urin shel onchin halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Right? Someone could say, It says in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat treif. And you ate treif. The Torah doesn't say how much you have to eat. So maybe it meant a mouthful, and only less than that. Maybe it meant 5 steaks, only ate 1 steak. The answer is no. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Tanya nami hachi, shi'urin shel ochin halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Fine. Acherim omrim, beis dino shel yavetz tiknun. No, bezin of yavetz came up with shi'urim. Who's yavetz? Asnil ben Kenaz. Who's Asnil ben Kenaz? He's the half-brother of Kaleb ben Yefuneh. He was the first shofet after Yoshua died. He's the one who made... Where did he come from out of the blue? He's the one who made up halacha l'moshe means he's the one who made up shiurim for onshin. Really? Is that possible? V'aktiv eila mitzvah she'en havi rishay lachadish davar miyata. No, he doesn't have the right to make up a new halacha. A new thing? From now on, I'm going to paskin that the shiurim are like this. Who gave him the right to do that? Asdil ben Kenaz, of all people. Where does he come off doing that? Not allowed to do that. Not allowed to do that at all. Where did Chanukah and Purim come from? That's a discussion for Chanukah and Purim. Because L'chor, it's the same thing. Made up new things. Not punishments. It's new mitzvahs.
I'm saying, how do we know what Sreifa is?
How do we know what Sreifa is?
The actual practice of Sreifa.
It's we're going to learn it out of Psukim when we get to Sanhedrin.
So maybe that's what...
I mean, what they are.
Right. What is Hanika? What is...
Right, okay, interesting. The Gemara doesn't give that answer. The Gemara says, no, Ela Shechacham V'chazu V'yisodim. No, everyone forgot what it was. And he retaught everybody. It was like a whole big, massive amnesia. Everybody was amaratzim. They forgot everything. A funny thing to say. And he reminded everybody. So he gets the credit for it because he reminded everybody. In the Chanam, he didn't make it up. Of course he didn't make it up. He just reminded everybody.
What were they doing so well until then? And then his day they started getting bad. Uh-huh. Right.
Interesting. They never used it.
Positive.
Very good. Oh, that's a very nice word. I like that. Very good. Shkoya. Okay. Then we said Hashos... What? Okay, good. Hashos eats mole lugmav. Then we said if someone drinks a mole lugmav, what's a mole lugmav? A cheekful. Cheekful is a mole lugmav. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lo mole lugmav mamash. It's not mamash a mole lugmav. Elakol she'ilu yisalkena litzad echad v'yirek mole lugmav. It's as if you put it to the side of your mouth and it looks like it's mole lugmav. Okay, says the Bar Tanura, Mishnah, it says, it's less than a revius. It's less than a revius. Okay? So when it comes to eating, the share is bigger. When it comes to drinking, the share is smaller. It's less than a revius. When you make kiddush, you have to have a revius. Here, it's less than that. Right? I've anan tanan mole lugmav, but the Mishnah says mole lugmav. No, ema kim mole lugmav. It should have said kim mole lugmav. It's a little bit smaller. Meisvei, 1 second. There's a brayta that says as follows. Kama yishtav yei chayiv. How much do you have to drink to be chayiv on Yom Kippur? So Beishame omer revius. Beishame says a revius. Ubeithil omer mole lugmav. And Beithil says a mole lugmav, which is less than a revius, which means that Beithil is more machmer. Beithil says yei chayiv on Yom Kippur for a smaller shear. The Gemara is going to ask, then why isn't this on the list of things that Beithil is more machmer in? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Lazar Kim Ale Lugmav. The different shear. It's three people: Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira Omer Kedei Gemia. It's four shitas. What's Kedei Gemia? Kedei Gemia is how much you could swallow at one point. Says the Ramban, I don't know what that shear is. I don't know what it is, but the Siach Yitzchak says I don't either know what it is. But whatever it is, it's smaller than a mole lugmav because the shears are going in descending order. We started out with a revius, mole lugmav, kim mole lugmav, to keep going in descending order. So no one knows what it is. Whatever it is, it's smaller. Now, what's the kasha? The kasha is that Beis Hillel said, right? That Beis Hillel said, and we hold like Beis Hillel, has to be mole lugmav. Mamish mole lugmav. Not kim mole lugmav. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Na mi adifa mi masnisan? Da kimna kidei shiira hachinami kidei shiira. It means kidei shiira mole lugmav. Kim mole lugmav. Ihachim haina Rabbi Eliezer. Then it's the same sheet as Rabbi Eliezer. It's the same exact sheet. There's four sheets here. Revius, mole lugmav, which we're saying now is kim mole lugmav. Kim mole lugmav, same thing. And then Kidei Gemiyah, which we don't even know what that is. So it's the same Shita. Gemara says, no, Iki Benayhu, Mole Lugmav Dachuk. There could be a Mole Lugmav Dachuk, a tighter Mole Lugmav, and a looser Mole Lugmav. Says Rashi, Libei Selel, Be'inon, Kidei Shiz Lekem Tarechad, V'yira, Kamole Lugmav Berevach. A looser Mole Lugmav, Berevach. And Rabbi Eliezer, Kamole Lugmav Dachuk, a more tight Mole Lugmav. Very, very close to Shiurim, but they're slightly different. Either way, this shear is smaller than a revius. So the Gemara asks, Maskav l'Ravoshia, Im Kain, Havale Mikule Beishamai Umichumer Beis Hillel. Why isn't this on the list of Mishnayos and Idios, where it tells you the places where Beis Hillel is more machmer? And the Gemara now gives a very difficult answer. A very difficult answer. And the answer is as follows. When they said this vort, what's the shear of drinking on Yom Kippur? Amar lei. When they said this four-way machlokes about drinking on Yom Kippur, ki itchal be'og melech habashan itchal. It was asked about Og Melech HaBashan, and his Moly Lugmav is bigger than a Revius. Because he's bigger than you and me. He's a giant. So his Moly Lugmav is bigger. Right? You hear this part? His Moly Lugmav is bigger. So when Beis Hillel said that the shear is a Moly Lugmav, he was talking about Og. That's a bigger shear than Beis Shammai. So he's more Makel. Beis Shammai said a Revius. On a regular person, Beis Hillel will be more machmer. But on Og Melech HaBashan, he's more makel. What kind of crazy thing is this? What kind of crazy thing is this? Right? Rashi says, V'havi le Beis Shammai l'chumra. So Beis Shammai is machmer. Says Rashi on top, B'nei Midrasha hachta le'el kama yishta v'yichayev. When someone asked, how much do you have to drink on Yom Kippur to be chayev? They weren't asking about it's a regular guy. No. L'inyin Og Melech HaBashan. Klomar. Le'inyan adam ka'anokim itchal. That's about giant people. V'havilu Beis Shammai l'chumra de'mechayev be'revius. And Beis Shammai is more machmir, and because he only holds a revius. What kind of crazy thing? Who asks about the Og Melech HaBashan? Not even a lot. Who asked a question like that? If someone asked a question like that over here, I would throw you out. I would ignore it. If someone asked a question like that over here, I would ignore it. Right? I've had people ask questions similar to that. I've had people ask similar questions to that. And what crazy question is that? What would happen if Og Melech HaBashan drinks on Yom Kippur? What would the shear be? And Beis Hillel said, oh, go to Moly Lugmav. He's a giant. Beis Shammai said a Revius. Hillel's more Makel. The answer is, what they were driving at was that Beis Hillel, when is Beis Hillel more Machmir? Only when he's more Machmir in every single situation. Then he's more Machmir. If Beis Hillel says, this is the shear, and Beis Shammai says, no, that's the shear. Beis Hillel is more machmer, then he's more machmer. But if it's subjective, and it goes by a different person, and sometimes Beis Hillel will be more makel, then it doesn't go on the list of times Beis Hillel is more machmer. Even though most of the time, 80% of the time, he's going to be more machmer. But you have these very, very large people. I'm going to be Og, some tall guy, some basketball player, he's very tall. It's not that big, it's not that crazy. And his Moly Lugmav, because the Mefarshim explained that the shear is very, very close. They're very... Similar idea. They're very close, these shears. They're very close. They're very almost the same. Very close. So you have a very tall guy, his shear is going to be different. If his shear is going to be different, then Beis Hillel is more makel. Most of the time, is more machmer. Doesn't go on the list. It only goes on the list when Beis Hillel is always more machmer, not sometimes more machmer. That's what's going on here. That's a good answer. Right? So they asked the question, what's the shear for Yom Kippur? And I want to know if it's going to apply to everybody. He said, no, that doesn't apply to everybody. Beis Hillel holds, it goes Moly Lugmav. So depending on who you are. So if you're someone very tall, then the Moly Lugmav is going to be bigger than a Revius. So then I'm more Makel. Then it doesn't go on the list. That's why it's not on the list. That's a good answer, no? Now that we spoke about that, so the Gemara wants to know, how come when it comes to eating, we don't say the shear goes by the person? Only by drinking. Why is that? So L'chora, Og Melech HaBashan has a bigger stomach too. So the shear should be bigger. So the Gemara asks, "Maskav lo Reb Zeira, Maishna Achila? How come it comes to eating? The Chol Chad V'Chad Big Koseves. Every shear is a Koseves. Every person, no matter who you are, the shear is the same shear. U'Maishna Shtiyah the Chol Chad V'Chad B'Didei. How come when it comes to drinking, it goes by everyone's cheekful? Why is that?" And the Gemara answers, "Amalei Abaya, Kimel Hu L'Rabbanon. The Rabbanon established that Big Koseves." With a koseves, you're satiated. You got a little, it's no longer inui. Butzer mehachi, lo miyasva. Less than that, you're not inui. Less than that, you're still inui. I'm still doesn't do anything to me. Bishtia, but when it comes to drinking, it's different. Bididei miyasva daite, bidichavi lo miyasva daite. When it comes to drinking, my shear is not the same as your shear. My cheek is not the same as yours. It's different. Eating and drinking are different. Maskavlor b'zera, v'chol olam kule b'choseves, v'og melech habashan b'v'koseves. So one second. If the koseves is the how could that be? How could it be that Og is the same satisfied with the koseves as me and you? How could that be? He's twice the size of us, at least. How could that be? How could this...
I don't understand the question. surface as an object. Moly Lugavim is not an object.
Right, we say that, the Rabbanan established that a koseves is, it calms you down, it satiates you, and it's no longer inui. Even for Og, one date, for Og, same thing. He's so big. How could one day could fill you up, you and fill up him? How could that be? Yes, that we're eating a koseves, no longer in the category of inui. However, less than that, you're still in the category of inui. Me, however, kuli alma, everybody else, tuva, you're very, very out of the category of inui. You're very far away from inui. You ate a date. Og melech habashan porta, him a little bit out of inui, not a lot out of inui, but he's still bichayev. Maskevla rabzera. Basar sharm bikosevis, flula gafanam bikosevis. So if I eat a good steak, a geschmack steak, the shear is a kosevis. And if I eat lettuce, it's also a kosevis. Right? How could that be? That make sense? Amalei Abaye, yeah. Kimlu rabbanan, tebahachim yas v'daite. That's right, the shear is a shear. The shear is a kosevis. Doesn't matter if it's steak, doesn't matter if it's broccoli, doesn't make a difference. That's the shear. Mihu, however, if it's steak, tuva, yeah, you eat a share of that steak, you feel great. Lui gafanim, if you eat some lettuce or something like that, porta, a little bit's filled you up, but you're no longer in inui. You're out of the category of inui, and therefore you're chayev. Maskev lo rava, kizayis bechtei achilas pras, vikosevis bechtei achilas pras. We have a rule, we have something called a kizayis. You have to eat a kizayis bechdei achilas pras, in one sitting of eating. Meaning, if you eat one molecule of Yom Kippur, you eat one molecule, and then 6 hours later eat another molecule, then again another molecule, and it all adds up to a kasevis over the course of a day, you're not chayef eating on Yom Kippur. Right? The most makel shear is 9 minutes. So if someone has to eat on Yom Kippur, they try to have them eat less than the shear every 9 minutes. So you're never eating kedei achilas pras, and you're never really over a daraisa. You're allowed to eat anyway. The guy's a chola. If he doesn't eat, he's going to die. He's allowed to eat. But if possible, try to schlep it out, right? So one second. That's like shear of kezayis kedei achilas pras. It's the same shear for a kosevas. The shear of eating a kezayis in a kedei achilas pras in 9 minutes. Shouldn't it be a bigger shear because it's a bigger amount? Same shear. It's a bigger amount, not a kezayis. The key is kezayis bechtei achilas pras. It shall be kezayis bechtei achilas kosevas. No?
No, it's what's eating. Even if the size changes, the amount of time it takes to eat it doesn't
change. So look at Rashi on the third to wide line. Kimlan, we have a rule. Bechol oson isurim. Every iser, shir is a kezayis. The shir is a kezayis. Now let's eat a kezayis of treif. Sheim haya bein tchilas achilas hashir. Ligmar achilaso. Yoser mechde achilas pras. If it took you from the beginning of your kezayis to the end of your kezayis more than 9 minutes, ein mitzdarif, it doesn't combine. Ad until shiach kol hashir besoch kedei shiyas suda. It has to be within one suda, and one suda means 9 minutes. V'yocheles chatzi kikor shiuro bo is eruv shumazon bei sudos, and that where's chatzi pras come from? It's a shear for eruvin, so that's the shear of chatzi pras. So it's kedayas bechtei achilas pras means half. It's a half a bread, half a suda. Half when that's the shear that it has to, you walk into a house with tzaras, you have to stay there the time it takes. Right? You walk into a house with tzaras, you become tameh right away. But your clothing only become tameh if you stay in there long as for 9 minutes. Okay? The Minchas Chinuch says that it doesn't go by time, it goes by what the food is. Right? Sometimes you can sip a coffee, it can take you 20 minutes, sip a coffee, it's hot, right? Nobody sips schnapps like that. Nobody does that. Right? Nobody does that. Different foods would be different. But okay, whatever it is. But let's say, we'll call it 9 minutes just to be easy. Anyway, how can the shear be the same if the eating is not the same? How can the 9 minutes be the same if what I'm eating is different shear? How could that be? And the Gemara answers, Amalei Abaye, Kim lehu l'rabbanan, debahachim yas v'daite, utfei mehacha lo yas v'daite. The answer is, that's right, it's the same shear. It doesn't really make sense. It's the same shear. Maskin for Rava should say Kezias. Kezias bechdei achilas pras. The shear of a Kezias is kedei achilas pras. The time is 9 minutes. Chatzi pras, a half a pras, which is much larger shear, bechdei achilas pras, is also a kedei achilas pras. Doesn't make any sense. What's a chatzi pras? So Rashi says it's a shear for eating tumah, things that are tame. Okay? Now, there's no such thing in the Torah that you can eat that makes you tame, except for a bird. A kosher bird that died without shechita, if you eat it, you become tame. Every other eating is only the Derabanan. And what's the shear? A chatzi pras. So the shear for that's a big amount. That's also the shear of kedei achilas pras. So Amar Rav Papa, Hanach l'tumas gevia, the live daraisa. That's not daraisa. The only shear that's daraisa is eating a bird. Now we're talking about a bird, we're talking about other tumah, and therefore the shear is different. We can make any shear we want. Umi Amar Papa Hachi, is that even true? Foxia, but it says, Votutamu behem, but it may send bum. Now I'll eat tumah. Vamar of Papa Mikancha, tumas gevia daraisa. And the answer is no. Rab midrabanan, ukwash machta ba'alma. It's a derabanan, and just this pasuk is just an asmachta. It's not really the makar. Okay? Next. Kala ochlan. That we said, all food combines to give me a shear. So the Gemara is going to talk about funny things that are not really foods, but they become foods when you put them on different food. For example, salt. Salt's not food. You don't eat salt. What if I put salt on my meat? And that salt gives me the shear. Does it combine? The answer is yes. Amar of Papa, achal umtsa, eat meat, umilcha, and salt on the meat, mitzdaris, that combines, gives you the shear. Afagavta, lavachiluhu, even nobody will ever eat salt. No one sits down, what do you ever do tonight? Having salt. No one says that. Kivan de achli inchi mitzdarfin, but people do eat it, therefore it's mitzdarif. Amar shlakish, tsir shalgabi yarak, some kind of
dressing
on the vegetables. Mitzdarif, the kosevis, the Yom Kippur. It combines. Right? So pshita. Why wouldn't it combine? Maudatema, I would have said, mashkahu. It's really a mashka, and therefore it's not really the same shear. Kamash malan, kol achshure uchla uchlahu. Whatever is prepared for food has the status of food. Okay? Amr, one minute. By the way, so Shlomo Zalman asked the following question. What about ice cream? Is ice cream liquid or solid? Is it food or is it mashka?
People eat it as, it's interesting.
What about yogurt? What about yogurt? Would you classify yogurt? Here's a shayla about, well, Yasha has a shayla about leaven. What would you classify leaven as? Is it solid or liquid? It makes a difference. It's a bit different shear. How do you classify it? Interesting questions. No answers.
Sure. No answers.
What is the purpose?
A normal person, everyone eats it. You use a spoon. Do you use a spoon or a fork?
Yeah, use.
That's
a,
that would be the difference.
Yeah.
You use a spoon for leaven. You can't use a fork.
No, you can drink it out.
Right. You can drink it. What about ice cream?
Oh, wait. I mean, you can't.
How can ice cream not be a solid?
Depends on the texture.
What?
Milkshake.
Drips. Does an ice cream drip?
Only if you melt it.
That's not a solid.
No, but it's not.
Meat doesn't drip.
When it's melted.
Cookies don't drip.
Right, if you have ice cream juice, it's a.
Why can't you
use? So interesting.
You have the same thing and use two different shear on it.
What?
If you drink it.
On how you use it. Well, nobody eats yogurt. You don't eat yogurt.
How do you do it?
You eat it. It goes in your mouth. Yeah, but it's not a solid.
What is it?
It's solid-y. It's liquidy.
So what's the answer?
I don't know. They're machlokas. Think over Yash. It's in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah. Is that where I saw it? Yes, that's where it is. Yeah. The massive footnote there. Yeah. No, I looked it up because of this Gemara. Oh. Alright, one more minute. Amar Rish Lakish, Ha'ochel Achila Gassa, we have a Kippurim Pater. If someone eats Achila Gassa on Yom Kippur, you're Pater. Look at this Rashi. Rashi says, what's Achila Gassa? Eat like a pig. Says Rashi, She'ochel Leila Yom HaKippurim. After you come to Shul Kol Nidre night, then you pig out and you eat then. Al HaSova, you're already full. She'ochel Me'thuda HaMavshasibah, because you ate at the Zudah HaMavsekes, you're full then. Now eat achila gasa. V'chol ma she'ochel v'shechashecha achila gasa hoisa v'shelo lahana. What are you eating for? You just ate. What about Yom Kippur morning? What about Yom Kippur morning? Don't you think it's a chilagasa? Rashi, only from Yom Kippur night, a chilagasa.
Yeah, because if you're hungry in the morning.
Exactly, because if you're hungry in the morning, then when you eat, the minute you put something, the minute you eat more than a kosefis, you're chayiv. You can eat a chilagasa more, you're already chayiv. The only case where this could apply is on Yom Kippur night. The Shulchan Aruch brings this down to halacha. It's only on Yom Kippur night. You're already full. Then anything you put in your mouth, you're stuffing yourself. You're not chayiv. In the morning, the minute you eat one cookie, you're hungry. Okay, now you eat like a chil, now you eat gasa, now you're not chayiv on. But you're already chayiv. How could you never be chayiv for a chil gasa? Only on Yom Kippur night. Rashi picked up on that right away. It's brilliant, no? All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Ask me a question about...